If you haven't borrowed much money in your life, this story is for you. The days when car dealers, mortgage companies, and other lenders were able to charge folks with no credit history extraordinarily high interest rates may be gone. Fair Isaac Corporation, the creator of the FICO credit score, used by most lenders, is introducing a new credit score model. The new FICO expansion score will take into account the payment history of people with no or little credit. And here to explain what this means to you is Michelle Singletary. Michelle writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money, for the Washington Post, and she joins us regularly on Day to Day. Michelle, tell us about this new credit score.
Well, I tell you, this comes under the category, it's about time. There are a lot of people out there with little or no credit history who have to pay such high rates. And what this score does is tap into a database in which they're paying things like perhaps payday loans or rent-to-own stores or how they handle their checking account, for example. All of these databases contain information in which could work great for these folks. It could show that they are responsible, they pay their bills on time, and that they deserve a better credit score so they can get a better interest rate on something like a car.
So in a way, they're looking more deeply at how people spend their money and how trustworthy they can be.
That's right. That's right. They're looking beyond the traditional, how do you pay your credit card bill, for example, or your mortgage. They're looking at how you handled your checking or savings account, whether you bounced checks. They're looking at how you paid your rent. Normally, these retailers and businesses don't report to the credit bureaus, so they will be tapping other databases to mine for that information so that if you've got a good history of managing your money, but you just don't have credit, you can now get credit for that good financial behavior.
And when does all this start?
Right now, businesses can order that expanded FICO score. It's not available to consumers just yet, but it will be soon.
Anybody in business fussing about this new way of doing things?
Well, there's some credit counseling agencies that are a little worried because now what will happen is there'll be a whole group of people, millions of people, who now may be getting solicitations for credit cards, and they may not be able to handle all of that just yet. A lot of these folks with little or no credit history are new to the business market. They're like new students, immigrants perhaps, people who are not used to the credit market. And so they're a little concerned that they may get overwhelmed and get in trouble if they don't understand how credit works.
Well, is it actually good news for people who want to borrow money and can't?
I think this is great news. I think that this will be a good tool for people who have good money management but have no credit. It will allow them to enter the credit market and get those better rates that people with the classic FICO scores get now.
Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money. She's the author of the book, Seven Money Mantras for a Richer Life, and she joins us here on a regular basis. Thanks, Michelle.
You're welcome.